Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. I've been talking a lot about course creation lately, and the reason for that is because I know so many of you listening to this are looking for a way to build scalable income. Many of you might even be looking for what you might call passive income. And if you've been following me long enough, then you know that's what we used to focus on, was passive income, but I'm steering clear of that phrase for one specific reason, because it's not really passive. Building an online business takes work. That's the part that many people don't want to tell you about, as if somehow you wouldn't know. But you know what it does do? It does put you in a position to have income coming in as your time decreases. And that is the sweet spot. That's the beauty. If you're in a position right now where you're trading time for money, whether that's in a W-2 job or maybe you're like ready to quit and you want to replace your income, or maybe you have built a business as a freelancer and you're just burning out because your income is capped by your time, then building an online business, building a course specifically, is a great way to increase scalable income. It gives you the ability to help many versus just one person at a time. Well, I mean, technically, you could be helping one person at a time, but you don't have to personally be doing it. You get my point. And there's a specific framework that makes this work. Building the course is just one piece of that framework. In fact, it's even smaller than one piece. It's like a piece of the framework. It's a four-pillar system to build a successful online business. And this is the system that I wish somebody would have taught me the whole shebang from the beginning, but nobody did. I learned pieces of it over the years, here and there. And now I'm looking at it like, huh, that's so, I see it so clearly and it works this way. But many people are telling you a piece, like, because I'm going to teach you how to build a course, but they're not telling you how to sell the course or how to build an audience. Or maybe they're teaching you how to build a podcast, but they're not teaching you how to make your podcast profitable. You get my point? Like, there's all these different components. I want to give you the whole kit and caboodle, the four-part framework that builds a complete online business that is scalable and centered around one specific human, meaning your avatar, your client, one problem you solve, one product ladder, and one platform, one way to market your system. Okay. I call it a scalable system. And today I want to break down how a course ties into that system. Now, before I do that, next Wednesday, I'm going to be doing a training. And the training is called How to Build a Profitable Course, but I go deeper into this framework, the full framework. I realized as I was putting my slides together for the event, I thought, I just can't give you just the piece. I can't give you just this one little tiny piece on how to build a course. Building a course in and of itself is the easy part. The hard part is marketing it. The hard part is making sure that it's transformational, that it serves a bigger need, and that it's profitable and it's sustainable, okay? Because the actual course building is a no-brainer. I mean, seriously, you could go on YouTube and figure out how to build a course. They'll show you how to put the course into a system. That's not rocket science. The rocket science, if you could call it that, comes into the system of making money online in a way that doesn't demand your time, okay? That's what we're teaching here. So to register for that, click the link in the description and get registered, because we're going to go deeper and it's interactive. It's a good place for you to ask questions. I've got checkpoints built in so we can pause, share your idea. Let's give you some feedback and really put your plan in action. Okay. So for the purpose of today's episode, I'm going to go a little bit broad, and then hopefully you show up on Wednesday to go deep with me. All right. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. So the four pillars of a framework for a profitable online business starts with number one, which is the foundations, also known as a business strategy or a business plan. Too often, people skip this part and they're just like, oh, build a course, it'll all work out. And so you spend your time and energy, you pay for the software, you build your system, maybe even run some ads and you make some money. I mean, that's all great and I hope the best for you. But over time, you're like, how do I make this thing grow other than just building more courses? There is a specific strategy that will make you more money. Did you know that 76% of people are willing to buy from you again when they've already will buy from you again after they've bought from you once? So this is why just doing one course isn't actually very effective, because you're leaving money on the table. And I know that many of you listening to this, you're not looking for like side hustle money. You're looking for lifestyle producing money, like big time money, right? Hustle money, okay, fine. That's for the college kids or, you know, the mom who just is there, who's looking for a little bit of extra cash. But I'm telling you, most of you are not going to be satisfied with a few hundred dollars in extra coming in a month. You need thousands of dollars coming in a month. And that doesn't come from just building a course and sticking out a few courses. You've got to have a plan and a strategy and a system that feeds itself, that takes your human, and when I say your human, I'm talking about your avatar, your client, and gives them a curated product ladder that moves them through a transformation. Okay, that's it in a nutshell. Like I said, join me Wednesday to go deeper. The second framework is audience building. Again, this is a piece that most people don't think about. They think, oh, I'll just run a course, throw some ads out there, and I'll start making money. And you probably will, like I said. But what you're missing here is you're missing a community. You're missing building a group of people who want to keep buying from you, who want to keep hearing what you have to say. And that matters, because if you can't keep producing ads, you stop paying for ads, then the money stops. The money income stops. Also, when you've built your entire business tied to an ad strategy, and say, for example, something goes awry, Meta goes down, it's happened before, or something glitches with your ad, or the platform you're putting your ads on suddenly says that, you know, you can't produce ads for whatever reason, they close your ad account down. Your business is a sitting duck, is my point. If you don't own your audience, you don't own a business. You have a thing that you're making a little money from, okay? That's the difference. The third framework is the clarity. Now, clarity comes into, this is where we get deep into the messaging. Now, one of the things that I'm promising you is a chance to validate your idea before you launch. And I teach you exactly how to do that in this workshop. I literally give you the playbook to figure out how to validate your offer before you go to market. But before you can do that, which by the way, validation is the fourth framework, before you do that, you need to have the clarity. You need to know your who. You need to know the problem you solve, and you need to know the pain points that your person is struggling with. Okay? You need the clarity. Now, isn't it funny? Most people put clarity at the beginning. I don't. I've never been good at that. And it's, in fact, it's one of the reasons why I struggled for so long was because when everybody's like, oh, we're going to teach you how to build a course, we're like, well, we need to know your who. And I'm like, how can I know who I'm selling to if I don't even know what I'm selling? I sort of know. They didn't give me the full framework. And that's what we're doing here. We're giving you the playbook. Okay. So join me. It is free, guys. By the way, this is a free workshop. I'm not trying to hard sell you, but I am telling you the reality here. This isn't going to be free forever, but it can't just be one simple course. You've got to have the whole plan. Okay. All right. So that's the basics. This is what it takes to build a profitable online business. You got to have the business strategy. You got to be audience building. Got to have the clarity. And you have to have the validation. Okay, those are the four things you've got to have. And if you're not really sure where to start, or you've got a lot of questions, or you've just got some nebulous idea that you're just kind of like, I think this will work, but I need to see how to put it in order. This is the recipe. I'm giving you the recipe. So join me on Wednesday. Click the link, register. It's a free workshop. It's on Wednesday at 8:30 Pacific. By the way, I hope you can make it live because it will be in your best interest. But if you can't, you will get access to the replay. Okay? So join me on Wednesday. I look forward to seeing you then. All right, my friends, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, bye for now.